Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A landmark judgment that recognized the rights of transgender persons in India is now at the center of a controversy, as the Transgender Persons Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed, replacing self-perceived gender identification with medical board-based certification. First, let's understand what sparked this debate. The Parliament's recent move has been met with opposition from various quarters, as it is seen as a rollback of the principles enshrined in the Nalsa judgment of 2014. But what exactly is the Nalsa judgment? In National Legal Services Authority versus Union of India, a two-judge bench of the Supreme Court delivered a landmark ruling, recognizing transgender persons as the third gender and directing governments to treat them as socially and educationally backward classes. What makes this significant is that the Nalsa judgment upheld the right to self-identification of gender, stating that there is no requirement of sex reassignment surgery or medical certification. This ruling was grounded in Articles 14, 15, 19, and 21 of the Constitution, which guarantee equality, non-discrimination, freedom of expression, and the right to life and dignity, respectively. The Supreme Court also directed the center and states to provide reservations, education, health, and social welfare measures for transgender persons. Building on this, the 2026 amendment has introduced a significant change by requiring a medical board's recommendation for gender identification, effectively overriding the self-identification principle. Critics argue that this move will humiliate transgender persons and create bureaucratic barriers, while also potentially misusing the new criminal offense against families supporting gender-questioning children. So, what exactly changed? The new amendment has sparked a controversy, with prominent transgender activist Kalki Subramaniam resigning from the National Council for Transgender Persons in protest. Opposition parties have argued that the bill violates the Nalsa judgment's core principle of self-identification. On the other hand, the government has stated that the amendment prevents potential misuse of self-declaration provisions and adds credibility to the process. Now, let us turn to the government's position on this matter. The government argues that the medical board adds credibility and prevents fraudulent claims, while the new criminal offense protects vulnerable persons from being coerced into changing their gender identity. However, critics counter that this move will lead to medical gatekeeping and create more problems for the transgender community. Moving on to what this means for the transgender community, it is worth noting that the SMILE scheme, launched by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, provides support for marginalized individuals, including transgender persons. The scheme offers scholarships, skill development, livelihood support, and comprehensive rehabilitation for persons engaged in begging, as well as health coverage through Ayushman Bharat. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Nalsa judgment, delivered in 2014, recognized transgender persons as the third gender and upheld their right to self-identification. The Transgender Persons Act was originally passed in 2019, and the Amendment Bill 2026 has introduced significant changes. The National Council for Transgender Persons, or NCTP, is a body under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. Section 377, which was decriminalized by the Supreme Court in 2018, is also relevant to this topic. According to the Census 2011, there are approximately 4.88 lakh transgender persons in India, although this number is widely considered to be an undercount. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Nalsa judgment, the Transgender Persons Act 2019, Section 377, and the National Council for Transgender Persons. For mains GS2, this topic is relevant to the rights of vulnerable sections and governance issues in identity certification. For mains GS4, The ethical dimensions of mandatory medical certification for gender identity are also important. With that background in place, let us look at the broader significance of this topic. The debate surrounding the Transgender Persons Amendment Bill 2026 highlights the ongoing struggle for the rights of transgender persons in India and the need for a nuanced understanding of the complexities involved. As India continues to evolve and grow, it is essential to ensure that the rights of all citizens, including those from marginalized communities, are protected and respected.